Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I mean, living the dream.
We got to tell the Buzz family that Chris is not feeling well.
Poor guy.
I know. He threw up in a trash can yesterday.
Here?
Yeah. Like, that's why the trash can is back there. And...
Oh, did we clean it?
Yes, okay. Very much so. He cleaned it, which I know is awful, but I can't do vomit.
No. You know?
I don't mean to be like a diva, but... I'm sorry, I'm not cleaning up anybody's vomit.
No, absolutely not.
But yeah, he threw up. The poor guy was not feeling well. I don't know if that is a sign of COVID or not. Sounds like the flu.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah.
I certainly hope so.
Same.
It's not a good thing.
So he's going to be out for a week, go get tested and all that, and feel a lot better. And you've been on this show with me before.
I have.
Last year.
Well, yeah, it feels like last year. February.
Wait, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
You were in February?
Yeah, it's been almost 7 months.
Shut the front door.
I know.
It wasn't like December of last year? You're right, it wasn't.
It's nuts.
Time doesn't exist.
Nope, 2020 doesn't exist either. I'm skipping it.
Yeah.
I'm turning 32 again.
I dig that.
I'm over it.
I dig that. Oh my gosh, what have you been up to since I talked to you last year / February?
Literally nothing. A big pile of nothing for load, which is fine, but we're working on that.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully we'll be back soon, but not a lot. Eating my weight in Cheez-Its and Snickers.
Yeah, but not though, because you've lost a lot of weight.
I have. I've lost 60 pounds. I started running to handle my crippling depression, mm-hmm. And turns out it worked.
Jordan Silver and Friends. 6 to 9 on 96.5 The Buzz.
I'm proud of you running.
Thank you.
I've been swimming in the morning, before this.
Before this?
Yeah.
So you're swimming at 2:50 in the morning?
Almost. 4. 4 to 5, I'm in the pool.
Sounds riveting.
It is. I realized that I am a morning worker outer, and I absolutely cannot do it after work. Because by that point, I'm drained.
Right.
So this is just how it works.
I do think, though, that swimming is the perfect sort of all-body workout.
Yes.
Right? Do you feel better when you're...
Absolutely. And you also don't sweat, which I love. You're just, like, wet, and it's, like, it's the water, and it's, like, whatever.
I cannot say the same about running.
I know.
Yesterday, I finished, and my shorts were dripping. And I was like, listen, did you just run 5 miles? Yeah.
It was.
We are soaked from head to toe.
It was disgusting, especially on Sunday. On Sunday, it was so hot here that I was outside and I remember feeling moisture on every single hair on my arm.
It's called sweating.
Yeah. It was disgusting.
Yes.
Oh, the humidity. Gosh. But something weird happened this morning at the gym.
Okay.
I'm not used to other women, at least. Mm-hmm. Usually the people that are in the pool with me are men. At that hour. I'm not used to other women being there. And there were a couple other women who came to out of all of the places. There's probably like 10 nooks in the women's locker room at the gym that I go to. 10 nooks, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what it is. Don't know if it's the same with you. But people always seem to gravitate towards where there are people. 10 nooks. We could all have our own nook and not have to be changing in front of each other. But right in the same row of stuff is mine. Same nook is mine.
See, I just think that's weird. Were they conversing?
Well, that's the thing. I put my head down and I just put on my clothes and my deodorant, do my little hair, whatever. I try not to look at people and not to talk to people because Everyone's naked.
Right.
Odd. Right?
That is odd.
What's it like in the guys' locker room?
Absolute silence.
Okay, nobody talks.
Nobody's talking. You go to all the nooks you can find. People will change in the stalls so they don't have to change around other people.
Is one of those people you?
Correct.
Okay.
I don't want to... Listen, at this point, I've just ran 5 miles or whatever. I can barely breathe. I don't want to talk to you.
Totally. But this woman started talking to me right when I was leaving, too. We were sharing this nook, and she's like, all right, bye, have a nice day. And I'm like, you too, lady. I know, that seems...
It's very awkward.
It is, especially because I didn't say anything to her before. And then when I'm leaving, she's like, goodbye. I'm like, oh, no. Did I offend you by not talking to you when we were naked?
Yeah, guys don't do that.
Okay.
Yeah, and the locker room is completely silent. Yeah.
I wish that was what it's like in the women's locker room. There's an episode of The Golden Girls where a guy makes his way into the women's locker room, the women's bathroom, and there's this fancy seat. It's like a circle, but like a couch. And he's like, oh my God, is that what you guys pee in? No wonder it takes you so long to use the bathroom.
Music. World. Local. And unofficial holiday. We're digging deep into history. Because we're all a bunch of nerds. And bringing you On This Day in History. With Jordan Silver and friends.
My buddy Justin is here helping me because Chris is sick and no one wants to hear me do this part right now. They want to hear history. Hello.
Hi.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to do this with you.
What a great day in history.
I know. It goes all over the place, right? On this day in 2020, I rapped over On This Day in History. But it is Tuesday, August 11th, and let's just get right down to it. On this day in 2016, a shark in Greenland is declared the oldest vertebrate animal in the world at 392 years.
392 years old?
It was 392 years old.
That is outrageous.
Who? What?
That is almost 400 years.
I know. Can you imagine the things that that thing has seen? That I don't even know if it eventually died or not, or if it's 392, 3, 4, 5, 6. Damn it, I can't do math on air.
It'd be like 400 something.
Now?
Maybe.
This is why we don't do math on air. But on this day in 2008, Airbnb is founded.
And what a blessing it was.
Truly.
Moving into closets all over the world.
Closets?
Well, you know, Airbnb, some of them are quite small. Here's your bed. It's in your pantry.
Damn, really?
Yeah.
I rent all like full houses and stuff.
Which is also advantageous. However, sometimes you get there and you're like, here's your porch swing. Have fun.
You know, the first thing that we do whenever we rent Airbnbs, me and my friends, is go around the house and look for cameras.
For sure.
Because you never know.
One time we thought that there was cameras in the Airbnb. It turns out they were just the motion sensors on the air freshener.
Shut up, really?
Yes.
Oh, this is a good one. On this day in 1995... Dangerous Minds is released. You know that movie, right?
Never seen it.
Oh, my God. Michelle Pfeiffer plays a teacher that teaches inner city students. It gave us this forever banger.
Want to tell me what this is all about?
This is a song.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone.
They're beating up that fax machine in Office Space.
Yes, but originally, this song is from the movie Dangerous Minds.
I'll have to check it out.
You have to. It's so good. Such a good song.
Banger.
Total. Michelle Pfeiffer, she looks good in that movie too, by the way. On this day in 1992, with 330 stores and more than 10,000 employees working that day, the Mall of America opens.
What a beautiful place.
So you've been, yeah.
I have been.
You said you threw up on the roller coaster.
Well, we have a lot of family in Minnesota. That's kind of where we're from. And so I went there once, and I was young, and we had just tanked a whole pizza and then rode that roller coaster. Well, they found the pizza.
They got it back.
They got it back.
I have not been, but I've heard that it is so big that they repeat stores in there.
Yeah.
Like there's the Gap East and the Gap West.
Absolutely.
Okay. So it's not 330 different stores. It's like 50 Macy's.
Correct. Also, there's a lot of Foot Lockers.
Foot Lockers. I wonder what... can't be a good place to be right now.
Nope.
On this day in 1973, at a back-to-school party in the Bronx, DJ Kool Herc plays music while his friend raps over it. And this is believed to be the absolute beginning of hip-hop music. So hip-hop music was born on this day in 1973.
That's a pretty substantial claim.
Right. Well, here is the DJ Kool Herc explaining what it was like to DJ back in the day.
I don't have no headphones. I have to know my record. I have to incorporate myself in the record.
Can you say that again? DJs in the beginning did not have headphones.
No. I don't care. I just want to know, I want to hear this music come out of this thing right here.
Right.
I have to know the record.
Yeah.
Know when the band going to break down, when they're going to get up, whatever the riff going to, I have to know.
There's a great documentary on Netflix called The Evolution of Hip Hop, and it does start with this event, the back-to-school party that happened on this day in 1973 that birthed hip-hop music. And it is incredible the way that the DJs had to do things back in the day, because they just had a record and a turntable. Now I've got like all these buttons. I got buttons that'll like speed up a song so that it matches the other song. I don't even have to try. Which is why I get all the DJ gigs, because I have bought the equipment that has the button.
What a great story.
Right.
I'm interested to see that on Netflix. What's it called?
The Evolution of Hip Hop.
Amazing.
There's a bunch of different, like each episode is a different version of it. There's one like Southern Hip Hop, like the Atlanta rap and stuff, and then the beginning, and then the Biggie, and the two. It's a great documentary series. On this day in 1965... one of the most famous race riots begins in Watts, which is a suburb of Los Angeles. Here is Voices of the Civil Rights Movement explaining exactly what happened.
When a police officer pulled over a car with two young black men inside, a crowd gathered to watch and quickly grew as officers questioned the men. A struggle ensued. Police beat the brothers, then they and their mother were arrested. The outraged crowd of onlookers started throwing rocks at police cars, then at passing cars and buses. The unrest soon erupted into pockets of rioting throughout the 20-block area of Watts,
which lasted 6 days, and 32 people were killed.
Wow.
1965, the same stuff that's happening now, 1965.
Right.
On this day in 1956, artist Jackson Pollock died in a car accident in New York. He was the artist that was known for his technique of pouring like liquid or splashing paint onto a horizontal surface canvas. So like that splatter look.
And that's really cool. If it's done right, all you need is two colors and a brush and some marbles.
Jackson Pollock invented it. Unfortunately, on this day in 1956, he passed away in a car accident. Ooh. On this day in 1942, actress Hedy Lamarr. Now, I've watched a documentary on this woman. She was incredible. She was a genius and also an actress, like a beauty and a genius. I think it's like Genius Bombshell is the name of the documentary. But actress Hedy Lamarr receives a patent for her discovery, which will be used 50 years later to create Wi-Fi. Her discovery that actress Hedy Lamarr received a patent for on this day in 1942 was called, quote, Frequency Hopping Spread Spectrum Communication System.
Wow. And so it was 50 years before the actual people that needed this information understood the information, and then that became Wi-Fi.
Yep.
That is unbelievable. What a smart woman.
Oh, she was a genius.
Genius bombshell. That's what I call you, but
oh, thank you very much. Thank you. On this day in 1934, the first civilian prisoners arrive at the federal prison on Alcatraz Island.
That seems familiar.
How so? You've been to...
I've not been to jail. I just feel like my apartment's a little bit like Alcatraz. I can't see anybody. Can't go anywhere. It's only 600 square feet, which is probably bigger than a jail cell, to be honest. But when all the windows are closed, you know, and the food is not very good, and it's just me and my cat.
You have a giant like TV, and a couch.
Well, yeah. That's also true. So maybe not a lot like Alcatraz.
No, I'm with you. You're right. This whole quarantine.
I would like to be on an island.
But Alcatraz, in a jail on an island.
Well,
okay.
Change of scenery.
We're going to get
Change of pace.
That at some point later. And the last thing, on this day in 1866, the Missouri Historical Society organized in St. Louis.
And what would be the purpose of the Missouri Historical Society?
To preserve Missouri history, obviously. I didn't read that far. I just assumed that this was going to be one of those things that I could just hit quick and then move on. Like what I'm going to do right now. So, unofficial holiday today is Play in the Sand Day.
I'm in.
You're from here, right?
I am.
Born and raised. What do you call the land around a lake that touches the lake?
I don't know. Is it sandy?
It is sandy, yeah.
A beach?
It's not a damn beach! It's not a damn beach! My friends pulled this on me. They were like, all right, let's go to the beach. And I was like, oh, damn, okay. I packed like 5 days worth of clothes, figuring we're going to drive all the way to, I don't know, North Carolina, South Carolina. Next thing I know, we're like 50 minutes away. And they're like, this is the beach. And I was like,
The beach at Smithville Lake. How relaxing.
Not that day. I was being a bitch.
Jordan Silver on the bus.
Hey, hip hop was born today on this day in 1973, and it's made quite the revolution and change. That was Run the Jewels with Just, I love that song.
I do like that song. It's very good. I just downloaded it.
The bass goes.
It's going to sound great in your new car.
Not bragging, though. Not bragging. Actually, since my car, I used to have a Mini Cooper, tiny little car, could barely fit 3 friends in it, even though there was a back seat. But now that I have an SUV, which I've never had before, I could fit like 1, 2, 3, a lot.
We're going to the beach at Smithville Lake.
Well, how about the Walmart drive-in?
That sounds great.
In Lawrence, because that is what we're talking about right now. If you would have told me last year that drive-ins would be popular again, as popular as they are, I would have called you crazy.
Correct.
But they are now, because there's nothing else to do. It's the only safe way you can get out and kind of see other people, but know that you're safe. And Walmart in Lawrence is doing a showing of The Karate Kid this Friday.
Which version, though?
Not the Jaden Smith one, the original one. Thank you, Walmart.
That's an important distinction.
You're so right.
What a genius move on Walmart's behalf.
I'm proud of them for that. Have you ever been to a drive-in?
I have, but mostly only when I was younger.
Okay. Was it a good experience or a bad one?
It was always an amazing experience.
Very different than mine, but what happened?
We take this ginormous maroon van with the bench seats, right? And we would take out those sets of bench seats and sit them there in the parking lot facing the movie theater, like theater style, okay? My mom would make the biggest bag of popcorn she could find, and then all the candy and licorice and everything, and then we would watch this movie. And they had the little speaker that never worked, so you had to listen to other people's speakers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I loved it as a kid. I mean, I'm not sure how it would translate now, but I'm in. Let's go.
Wow, that is so different than my experience.
What was yours like?
Our parents brought us in like the 80s. And the thing about Maine that people don't know is that there's a lot of mosquitoes in the summer after the sun goes down. And we had one of those speakers, but probably like an earlier version of it. So if you had it in your car, your window had to be cracked a little bit because that's how it hung on.
Yeah.
And that's how the mosquitoes got in. It was awful. It's the worst experience.
Follow the show. Instagram.com/JordanSilver. Jordan with an I.
I know this is not the city to say this in, and it will probably get me some hate, but my aunt just retired, but she was the vice president of American Greetings.
Ooh.
I know. When you live in the Hallmark capital of the world, probably not the best thing to say. But hey, I'm sorry. It's my family. That's my blood. American Greetings. And I remember this one time she told me that she had someone create a line of like snarky cards based off of some of my Facebook updates. And I'm like, okay, where's the money for that? Where's the money for that?
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Right. I think that we're going to do something like this. But like, how do you feel about greeting cards? Like, are you excited when you get them? Do you think that they're like a waste of money?
No, I think it's a great gesture to get a card. You know, I think for all kinds of occasions, I think cards are great. Let's let you know that you're being thought of, you know?
Even if it's written by someone else? Like, how much time do you spend in the card section when you're looking for a card, Justin?
10 seconds max.
Okay, well, that doesn't sound very special. What do you do then?
Well, I get one that says something funny and sign my name and an X and an O and a heart.
But 10 seconds?
Yeah, you know.
How many cards do you read in 10 seconds? You just go up and pick one, don't you?
I go for the pictures. I'm a visual guy.
All right. I have a favorite card, and I can't find it anymore. It's a happy birthday card. It's a picture of this like old couple on the front, and it says something like, Mr. and Mrs. Jones wish you happy birthday. And then you open the card, and on the inside it says, and you thought that they'd forget. Who are they? They don't know me. I love that card.
That's incredible.
Can't find it. Can't find it ever again, but oh, it's my favorite card. Well, it's hard. I have a hard time picking a card. I'll spend 45 minutes in that aisle, just like looking, reading, looking, reading, looking, reading.
Well, also Hallmark Signature they have oftentimes like things that you can take out and like hang up as a part of the card. So if it's a multiple use situation, like it's a cute little saying you can hang on the wall or something like that. But it's also they've got like sparkly ones and stuff. So that automatically catches my eye because I'm like a squirrel in the card aisle. My eyes go to something.
When I was going through a box that had old papers and letters and stuff from friends, I found a card that someone gave to me, a singing card. They gave to me in 2004, and yes, in 2019, it still worked. I opened it up, and it started singing, darn-na-na-na-na. I was like, no way!
That
what
is pretty cool.
Battery is this, and why didn't they make our phones out of it? This battery has lived so long. But, like, thinking about greeting cards, what are some of the topics that you see when you go into a greeting card aisle?
Happy birthday,
right?
Deepest sympathy, love. Thinking of you, sorry, congrats.
Okay.
You know, and then you've got all the holidays, you know, Valentine's, anniversary, wedding, all that stuff.
So on Friday, after we all hung out at the Iron District for that gig.
Which was a lot of fun.
It was super fun. And me and my friend had a little too much to drink. And she slept over at my house. The next morning, she goes to work, and I'm cleaning up, and I found vomit in my laundry basket.
No.
Yeah. And so I told her, because it wasn't mine. I know it wasn't mine. I just know it wasn't mine, right? And I told her, and then she came over a little bit later with a basket full of my favorite things and a card, but she crossed out on the card, whatever it said, and put, can you believe that they don't make a card that says, I'm sorry I threw up in your laundry basket? So that gave me an idea of cards that they don't make within these categories that you just listed. Greeting cards seem to have the same kind of theme, and sometimes you have a specific situation that happens that they just don't have a card for. And so you and I, Justin, went over 7 topics of cards, and we kind of wrote our own card. And we're going to, like, pitch it right now. We're going to pretend to pitch it to
Absolutely.
Hallmark.
I'm in.
All right,
I think they're listening.
Yeah, they probably are.
Yeah.
And I do know that they just let go a lot of people, and that sucks, and I'm so sorry.
Would we have a card for that?
Wow, that's the very first one. That should be. Hey, I'm sorry that Hallmark laid you off.
Deepest sympathy on the loss of your job. Too soon.
So sorry. A sorry card. What do you have for a sorry?
Sorry, I took you home after our first date and couldn't perform. Second chance? Question mark.
Does that come from a true story?
I would never reveal that.
Oh, okay. All right. I've got sorry I had to take your temperature in your rear. My cat had to have that once, and I felt so bad. He was just looking at me, and all of a sudden, when the thermometer went in, his eyes went, and I was like, I'm so sorry, I don't know how to communicate to you that you need this.
Because it's a cat.
Mm-hmm. What about happy birthday?
Happy birthday, you should start lying about your age. Happy birthday, I got you some toilet paper. Turns out I had extra.
Hey, that's love. Again, a year ago you would have told me that giving someone toilet paper, but love... Who would have known?
Correct.
I've got happy birthday. Look, I didn't need Facebook to remind me of your birthday. I knew it by heart.
Brilliant.
Because otherwise, man,
Oh, no. Without Facebook birthday reminders, I would have no idea. Even my best friends. I don't know.
Truth. What about thank you cards?
Thank you for taking care of me when I blacked out and went to the bathroom in your closet.
You're welcome, by the way.
Exactly. That was meant just for you.
Why does thank you... For me, I also wrote, thank you for putting up with the awful thing that I become when I'm drunk. Why are we just thankful for that?
Well, Jordan, I'm not saying that we've been in those situations before together, but also that is absolutely true.
Justin, you were my New Year's kiss.
That is true. That was also true. 100 years ago, feels like. Good
That's
Lord.
Wait, no wonder 2020 turned out weird. You, a gay man, and me, a lesbian, we shared our New Year's kiss. Do you think we did this to everyone?
Well, I mean, something was in retrograde. Something happened.
What about deepest sympathy? What do you have for deepest sympathy greeting cards that they should make, but they don't?
Deepest sympathy for when the cat took down our Christmas tree, and thank you for cleaning it up.
That's very specific.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying that's happened to me. I am a cat dad now.
Oh, just wait.
When I was a kid, I woke up at 3 a.m. to my mother on the floor holding up our real Christmas tree because our cat had jumped inside of it and it was coming down.
You know what's funny is we are talking to Santa on Friday. He's calling in. I always like to catch up with Santa during the summer months because, like, who's thinking about him? Me. You want to know why? Because I love you, Santa. So I'm dead serious. On Friday, 8:25, Santa is calling in.
I know him.
He knows you. I have so many questions for him about the naughty list. My deepest sympathy card that they should make. Sorry for your loss. Sorry for your loss. At least they didn't die in an ugly outfit that they have to wear for eternity on the other side.
Valid. Except sometimes that's, you know, that sweater may not be have been the best choice.
Forever on Correct. The other side. What about thinking of you cards?
Thinking of you, and you've been a bad boy.
Oh, damn. Damn, Justin.
Like a wink emoji, you know?
Hey, I could see people giving other people that card. I took a different route with the thinking of you card, but I think it kind of fits along in the same lines. Thinking of you. I could be thinking about abducting children or what it feels like to do heroin, but instead I'm thinking about you.
Wow.
Isn't that sweet?
That's dark.
Dark? What are you talking about?
I mean, no, the end is sweet, but the road in which you took to get there was quite dark.
You don't heroin. Think about abducting children?
Well.
What it feels like to do heroin?
No.
Okay, well, I'm adding that to my list of things to talk about with my therapist tomorrow at 10. All right, what about birth announcement cards that they should make? Because they're usually very sweet. They're like, congratulations
on your quarantine, baby. We all knew it was going to happen.
Oh, damn. Valid.
There have been an inordinate amount of pregnancy announcements the past couple months, and I know you've seen it. I've seen it.
What else was there to do? What else was there to do?
Well, I don't know.
Damn.
Unfamiliar.
My birth announcement greeting card that they should make is just it's a picture of a baby, and then on the inside you open it up and it says one word, sucker.
Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
Chris is not feeling well. He's out for the week, and I got my buddy Justin right here to help me out. The 7 a.m. news recap, what we talked about in the 7 a.m. One story was that Smash Mouth performed to a crowd of 1,000 people this weekend. Another story was after going 100 days without transmitting COVID, New Zealand had to report this morning that there has been a transmission. Minsky's, Joe's, and Boulevard have teamed up to make a barbecue pizza with beer sauce.
It's going to be so good.
That you can start getting Thursday at Minsky's. And your story, Justin, was that Shark Week has started. So for the 8 o'clock news, after 6 ridiculous and random shooting deaths this weekend in Kansas City, some local churches and businesses are trying to make this a, quote, murder-free weekend. Their goal is to buy back between 15 and 20 illegal guns so that they can dispose of them. And your illegal gun would get you a $200 gift card to either Target or Walmart.
That's a pretty good incentive, I would say.
Yeah, can you buy guns at Walmart still?
I don't think so anymore. Okay. Either that or the ammo. I think one of the two.
So technically you could sell an illegal gun and use your gift card to get a gun.
Maybe.
Hey, I'm glad that they're trying this. I mean, anything. Six random murders in like weird spots. The zoo. Like, what the hell? What the hell's going on? So this next story about sports is conflicting. There's conflicting information about this, but it's rumored that the presidents of the Big Ten Conference have voted to cancel the fall football schedule.
That's big.
This is according to the Detroit Free Press. The announcement, if it is true, is expected to happen today at some point. And the Mountain West and Mid-American conferences have also already announced that they are canceling fall sports.
Did you expect that to happen?
I didn't really think about sports that far in advance, but I'm not surprised. Yeah. I mean, it's like everything is canceled. Hopefully, I mean, not this show, but
right.
Yeah.
I mean, I think when you're talking about college athletes, I think you have to consider these things, and I don't think we're ready yet.
Yeah. Dustin was in on Friday. He's our sports guy, and he was like, you know, if they can't go learn in school, why are they allowed to beat each other up on the field, you know?
Correct. That's
so,
a good point.
Makes sense. And this was a surprise to me. I thought when you go on a reality show, they just give you everything, but apparently not. If you've ever wanted to be on the show Fixer Upper with Chip and Joanna Gaines, they're doing a casting call for the new season of this on their own TV network. The list of things that you need to provide, though, ridiculous. You need to have a minimum $50,000 remodeling budget, which I guess the version of their show that they did on HGTV was $30,000, but a minimum. What was that?
I was so flabbergasted by the 50,000 comment that I threw my arm up in outrage and hit the microphone.
I thought that was us getting canceled, by the way. I was like, oh God, what was that? It sounded like the weather people when they're reporting live from a hurricane. Good to know that microphone makes that sound. So to be on Fixer Upper this new season, you need a minimum of $50,000 reno budget. You also have to find your own accommodations during the remodel, which could last up to 30 weeks.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm. And any furniture that's used to stage the home for TV is not included. If you want it, you've got to purchase it from them separately.
They'll give you like a buy-as-you-go option.
Yeah.
I want this mirror and that tchotchke. I don't want that table. I didn't realize it was piece by piece. They staged it, and then you had to buy everything.
And you know it's going to be something like Restoration Hardware, where the only thing you really can afford is like a toilet roll holder.
At least. You know that mirror is $8,000.
And $8,000 is almost one-fifth of your total budget. It's crazy. You've got a new story you were working on.
Tonight into tomorrow is the Perseid meteor shower. It is the strongest viewing is going to be between the 10 p.m. and 11 p.m. hour. And the popularity of the shower is because it is one of the strongest, with up to 100 visible meters per hour on average.
That sounds romantic.
Listen, all we need is to take the seats out of your new car,
mm-hmm.
lift up the trunk, sit in the
no.
in the middle of
the
field.
No, it's a Porsche. You're not taking the seats out of my car.
Okay, well,
you're not lifting the trunk. You're not doing. I won't even let people drink in it.
We will take my Kia Optima out into a field.
Yeah, you should be driving in a Kia.
Jordan Silver on the bus.
Man, Justin, screw COVID.
Right, I'm over it.
Screw it. Because when Tori from KC Pet Project usually comes to the show, she usually brings cats.
Oh, stop. You know I love kittens. And you know, recently I became a cat dad.
Yes, you did, a cat daddy. Why was that? I know you've been thinking about getting a kitten, but
I certainly wasn't ready because of
who
everything
is?
That's happening.
Who is? I mean, they basically feed themselves and poop themselves and sleep all day, every day. But who is really ready for the responsibility of a cat?
I had wanted one for a while, but I was over at my parents' house doing some work for them. And this, at night, we were hearing this wailing, right? It was obviously a cat. And we discovered
was it, though?
Yeah.
Was it, though? Is there any way, any possible way I could get you to reenact the wailing?
If I was desperate for food, this was the sound I would make. It's exactly what he sounded like.
Just screaming all the time?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
So then we discovered that this cat was living under the stairs at my parents' house. It was living under the porch. So we got a non-lethal trap, put some wet food in it, caught it. And then I knew as soon as the cat was in there jumping around, I was like, this is it. So I named him Taylor.
Yes.
After, you know, Taylor Swift. And Taylor Frunkles Fluffernutter Short.
God. So many names, really?
Yes. Well, Frunkles is the name of the groundhog that we found living under the same set of stairs in high school. So I had to include that.
Did you also take that into your own house?
No.
Okay.
No.
I'm just checking.
The groundhog stayed outside.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay. In the grounds where it lives.
Yes, groundhog stays in the ground,
yeah.
Not domesticated. This cat follows me everywhere. So lately he has taken to following me into the shower, and he sits on the edge of the bathtub in between the real curtain and the clear plastic curtain.
Cats and kittens love watching you shower, but man, they do not like getting anywhere near the actual water.
Well, the other day, mm-hmm. he was doing his little walk back and forth, and he slipped and fell into the tub. Now, of course, he is now shrieking at the top of his lungs. Same sound we just made, okay? And I can't catch him because he's darting back and forth, which is just getting wetter and wetter and wetter. And finally, I grab him. I put him out of the shower, and he's there. And I'm like, okay, he'll be fine. Great. I'll just need to dry him off when I get in the shower.
Shake it off,
well,
yeah.
Shake it off. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
This cat goes and gets in his litter box and rolls around. Okay, well, what does litter do when it gets wet?
Obviously, it clumps on him. That evicted.
Correct.
Did you evict him?
Well, he came back into the bathroom, still wailing,
gross.
Covered in litter from head to toe, and he's just pawing at his face, like, what have I done?
Okay. That's awful.
So now I have to put him in the bathtub.
Right.
And he is
It is lethal.
Just, yes, and I've got his hind legs and his front legs, and I'm literally rolling him around in the water to get this litter off. Well, then, so I finally get him clean and whatever, and I get to the litter box, and it's just all ruined. It's just all clumped up. It's like $30 worth of litter. It's now all over my 600-square-foot apartment on black carpet.
Oh, so. Litter on the carpet. Litter all over the place, no matter what. I've given Blanche like 10 different little carpets to jump on, and even those specific cat like carpets that are supposed to get the kitty litter off of their paws. No.
Lies.
No such thing at
Doesn't
all.
Work.
But you still love your kitty.
He's honestly incredible. So he follows me everywhere and we're having a really good time.
I love that for you.
Yeah.
Blanche is I gave up giving Blanche baths. I don't know if I should admit this on the radio or not, like 5 years ago, because he got so violent. He does not like to be wet at all. He would put his claw into one part of my hand, and then it would come out underneath the skin on the other part of my hand, and he would just rip. Like, I've got scars. So right now, ever since then, I'm just like, all right, you're giving yourself a bath right now while he's like cleaning himself. Good for you. He doesn't smell it. I don't know, because maybe you don't really.
Well, you don't. They say you don't really need to bathe your cat.
Right. I mean, he's doing it all the time.
So,
I always think it's so funny when he wakes up immediately and starts cleaning himself. From a dead sleep. Like, imagine if you were a human.
Right.
And you were just, like, dead asleep. Then all of a sudden you wake up in that moment. You, like, grab your hairbrush and you're just like, yes, this is what
licking yourself at 4 a.m. Why not?
So the reason I'm bringing this up is because 825 Tori from KC Pet Project is calling in to talk about Catterday House Party.
Stop.
Yeah, they did. It was a pub crawl last year, which was super fun. I went to all cat related cat themes. But this year, of course, thanks to COVID, they're doing it on Facebook Live, but there's going to be a lot of exciting things to do. And it's happening this Saturday from 11 to 4. And Tori will be on with me.
Taylor and I are going.
Virtually.
Well, on my couch.
Okay.
But same thing.
Have you ever rolled around in cat litter?
Absolutely not. Although, it is quite refreshing. It smells like Febreze.
Hold on. Have you ever tried his cat food?
No.
What's wrong with it? It's just food. You're feeding it to your cat.
No.
What do you... Come, not even once. You're just like,
nope.
You eat this every day, every meal. What does this taste
when
like?
When I open the wet food, the can goes right into the trash.
Oh, I never said wet
because...
food. I'm sorry. I never meant wet food. I meant dry food.
Nope. Never chomped on the dry food. I mean, who knows if I am... for load any longer, I might have to be eating cat food.
Catch Jordan Silver and friends from 6 to 9 on The Buzz.
I have one of my favorite people in Kansas City on the phone with me right now. It is Tori from KC Pet Project. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I really miss you being here because you always bring us those treats. By that, I mean kittens.
kittens or rats or, you know,
oh, yeah.
Something.
I must have blocked out the rats. Yeah, she did bring rats one time. That was fun. That was fun. But
it was quote unquote fun.
Yeah. I'm a little bit more of a cat person, but, you know, their little red eyes, they grew on me. I've been there. How are you doing, Tori?
I'm good. Just super busy. We've been really, really busy at Casey Pet Project throughout this whole thing and just doing lots of adoptions and getting lots of pets into foster homes. Still, you know, have a huge need for foster homes so people can reach out to us and get involved in that way. We're hiring. You know, we got a lot going on at the shelter right now.
Yeah. So COVID, how has that hit you guys?
Well, we didn't know what it would do for our operations, and so initially we were like, are we going to be inundated with all these pets coming from homes? And so we just emptied out the shelter, and we had literally every single pet that was looking for a home in foster homes throughout the month of May and had 900 people sign up to be fosters for us. And so it was just pretty crazy, and now we're getting like 30 to 50 animals a day in. So summer is here.
Wow.
We're getting tons of kittens that need to go into foster homes, a lot of adult dogs. And so we're really, really busy. But thankfully, we've been really busy with adoptions, too. So that's been huge.
I saw maybe it was a couple months ago that you guys started a new Instagram just for the cats.
Yes, that's actually ran by one of our volunteers. And so we have the Dogs of KCPP Instagram and then the KCPP Cats Instagram page where they can post, you know, every available animal that's in the shelter. So if you want to follow like really cute dogs and cats on Instagram, follow those accounts.
I love that you have branched out to multiple Instagram accounts. It's always my favorite to scroll through and just see what you guys are posting. Even the dogs, I just want to like boop their little nose all the time. I just want to boop.
Oh, we're getting a lot of dogs in, so everybody can come in and boop all the noses.
Boop all the noses, yes. Because booping is allowed?
Booping is allowed.
Okay.
In fact, you can sign up to be an official volunteer to come in and boop all the noses.
Boop all the noses. Did you hear that, Kansas City? If you want to boop all the noses, volunteer. So you're calling in because there's an event that you have this Saturday, and it's the second one that you've done. Last year, there was a Catterday pub crawl.
Yes.
And
it was crazy amounts of fun last year.
Oh, my God.
So we could all hang out together.
I was there. Talk about what happened last year as like a little bit of a wrap-up of last year.
Yeah, so we launched our first ever Catterday pub crawl. And so for all the cat enthusiasts of Kansas City, this was like their event. And so we had 500 people just descend upon the East Crossroads, walking around in light up cat ears and like cat attire. And it was just the best time raising money for the cats of our shelter. And we had 9 bars for 9 lives participate. And, you know, it was a really, really great time. And of course, this year we really wanted to do it again. And we started making arrangements early in the year, like with all the bars, thinking we were going to be able to do this. And of course, COVID had other plans. So we switched gears. And now this year we're going to have the Catterday House Party.
On Facebook Live. Yeah, I saw that. It's happening this Saturday from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Now, to be part of it, you do have to order your Catterday kit, I noticed.
You do. So the Catterday kit is thanks to our friends at Tito's Handmade Vodka and Fling Craft Cocktails. You get cocktails for 4 people, and you get the mixers from Heartland Coca-Cola's providing all the mixers. You get all sorts of goodies. There's a Catterday deck of cards.
Mm-hmm.
You get raffle tickets, and you get the opportunity to order some other fun swag as well.
Yeah, it's great. So you can just participate along with the Catterday kit and watch also some of the, quote, Casey Pet Project's cutest cats.
We're gonna be live on Facebook from 11 to 4 with this whole live stream. Even if you don't order the party at home kit, you can still participate. Tito's is going to be doing a big match during this, and we're going to be showing lots of really cute videos of kittens at the shelter, plus some cats that are out in the community. There's going to be a DJ playing along.
So yeah, who the hell's that? Sorry. Who the hell's that? Who the hell's a DJ?
You're like, wait a second.
Yeah. Uh-huh. A little hurt here, Tori, but who the hell is it?
Oh, goodness. Sorry.
Oh, that's fine.
I'm trying to remember his name.
You're doing this to protect their anonymity now because they know that I'm mad.
clue. It's a surprise. It's Richard. His name's Richard. That's going to be the DJ. So
Richard the DJ.
Sure. Richard the DJ. I can't remember his official DJ.
I'm just giving you crap. I'm totally just giving you crap. No, but it looks like it's going to be super fun, and Facebook Live is where it's going to be streaming. All the info at kcpetproject.org. You're going to have cocktail kits. There will also be competitions during the during the stream. What kind of competitions?
Sign up your cat to win the cutest cat contest. So if you go on the event page, it's kcpetproject.org/catterday. You can sign up. You can get the cocktail kit for two, which is $100, and it gets you all the drinks and glasses and all sorts of other fun things. You can sign up your cat to win the cutest cat contest, $5. And you can order some really, really cute party shirts as well, some Catterday House Party shirts. And if you use the code Blanche, you can get a discount on the shirt.
If you use the code Blanche, oh my God, this is his proudest moment. Thank you, Tori. Wow. I love that. Thank you. I'll put all this information in the notes with the podcast as well, so everybody has it, including the wow, the beautiful. This is making it in Kansas City.
Yes, you can order the kits all the way up through Saturday, and you can start picking them up at our shelter. We send all the information out, but you can pick them up at our KC campus for animal care starting this week.
Perfect. And so one of the contests that you're going to have is who has the cutest cat. Like, there's a couple days between now and then. Like, what are these things that you're going to use as far as, you know, judging? What is a cuter cat? Are you looking for, like, a clean coat? Are you looking for, I don't know, wild fur?
I mean, it's all about the photo and the lighting. No, I'm just kidding. it's like, yeah. Who has the cutest cat in Kansas City? I guess we'll find out. You know, do they have, like, really big eyes? Or is it some sort of, you know, structured photo with Kansas City in the background? Who knows? So...
Okay.
I'm glad I'm not judging it, because that would be hard to judge.
Right, I know. And also, when you guys said that the Casey Pet Project's cutest cats are also going to be shown, I'm like, okay, where's the Cinderella cat? The one that's like, you're not cute enough to be shown. No, I'm joking. Every single one of the cats that I ever see you guys post, and even the dogs and the lizards and all the stuff, the crazy stuff that you see at Casey Pet Project, it's always incredible and amazing. And so stoked that you guys are still doing this through COVID, the Catterday House Party Facebook Live, Saturday from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. All the info, you said, was at kcpetproject.org/catterday?
That's correct.
Thank you so much, Tori, for calling in. And again, I'll put all the notes about this in the podcast. Appreciate your call.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. I'll see you on Saturday.
Thanks for downloading the podcast and hanging out with us today. If you want to see what's going on when the show's not on air, follow Jordan Silver on Instagram. Instagram.com/JordanSilver. That's J-O-R-D-I-N Silver.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.